At number 10 on my Desert Island Discs is a record from Gal Costa. I think this was maybe her third record, though it might have been the first one under her name. She'd recorded a record with Caetano Veloso and also was featured on the Tropicália record. But I think this one from 1969, it just carries her name, as did many of those Brazilian records from that time period. This one from 1969, I believe, was her real debut, just kind of on her own and with her own sound. It's produced by Rogério Duprat. It has a very distinctive sound, that Duprat sound, just a wild and insane and funky and psychedelic sound. This song that I'm going to play for you actually is one of the more demure songs on the record. It's actually one of the few also that's in English. And so this is music from Gal Costa, coming in at number 10, her self-titled record from 1969, in Lost in Paradise, a fitting song for a Desert Island Disc show, is what you're hearing right now on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
I'm lost in my old green light. Don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name, just let me say who am I. Don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name, just let me say. Surrounds my dark green hair, but it's not your unknown correct, it's not for your unknown right hand. Oh, don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name, just let me say who am I. Don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name, just let me say. The darkness, my name is Winway. South America is my name. What is my name? My size.
I guess I'll do a break in between each of these songs, kind of John Peel style here. That was Gal Costa from her 1969 album. She really put out, I think, a couple records that year. This is the one that has that exceptional close-up picture of her with all that mess of curls and whatever that kind of frilly yellow thing is that she's wearing, from 1969, self-titled record put out in Brazil. The name of the song was Lost in Paradise, one of the few on that record that's in English, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous album and a sound that I think is really unique on the entire record, not just on that particular song, from the production and genius of Rogério Duprat and all the others involved in it. Moving along at number 9 is the lone punk rock record on this list. It comes from what I feel remains one of the best American punk bands from Southern California, the Minutemen. They put out an exceptional record in the middle part of the 80s. Double Nickels on the Dime was the name of the album. A double record and a whole lot of songs, most of them very short. After all, it was the Minutemen. And probably the record on this list, there's maybe one other record on this list that I've had for the longest period of time, but this was a record that I actually got a hold of and started listening to not too long after it was released, maybe right at the end of the 1980s and early 1990s, which, Christ, I must have been in middle school, but that was around the time that you started getting a lot of skate punks around all over the country and even making their way out into Georgia, where I was born and raised. And this was something that I heard back in those times and something that I continue to just think is a masterwork and something that I don't think I could live without. A far-ranging record, holds so many different sounds and styles and just everything that made the Minutemen one of the great American bands of all time. So this song is one of the most touching songs still that I've heard. It's on this record, maybe one of the ones that's the least punk rock, but at the same time, maybe the most punk rock. It's called History Lesson Part 2, but I always just thought of it as Our Band Could Be Your Life, which is the lead line that you hear from D. Boone in this song. So here are the Minutemen coming in at number 9 on my list of Desert Island Discs here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Our band could be your life. Real names be proved. Me and Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives. We learned punk rock in Hollywood. Drove up from Pedro. We were fucking corn dogs. We'd go drink and pogo. Mr. Narrator, this is Bob Dylan to me. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band is scientist rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing a guitar.
From 1984's Double Nickels on the Dime, you just heard the Minutemen. History Lesson Part 2, the name of the song. And I don't know if there's a better one out there from the Minutemen. Certainly not a better record, and a record that I could not live without, in addition to all these others that are on this list. And just keep moving. At number 8, I have a record from Michael Jackson, somebody who, even almost a year after his death, it's still unbelievable that he's not here with us any longer, even though in some ways Michael hasn't been with us for quite some time. But he certainly was very present when he put out the album Off the Wall. Off the Wall was a record, you know, kind of like that Monkees record I was talking about earlier, and there, I guess there's several records that are kind of like this on the list. I wonder what that means. But this is a record where he's kind of moving away from the sound that he was really known for, especially on Motown. This is his first record away from Motown after this deal he signs with Epic, and a really exceptional record. And of all the exceptional songs on this record, Rock With You remains the one that I love the most. So that's what you're going to hear right now, coming in at number 8 on my list of Desert Island Discs This is Michael Jackson and his classic Off the Wall, and Rock With You, the name of the song, on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. At number 8, music from Michael Jackson from the 1979 record Off the Wall. You heard the song Rock With You. Coming in at number 7 is music from Sly and the Family Stone, one of my favorite artists of all time, and one of the more difficult picks for this list. Just trying to figure out which of the many Sly Stone records that I really, really love would be the one that I actually take. As I mentioned here on this blog, Small Talk, particularly a particular press that I have, is a record that I think is just underrated and a really great record. There's a Riot Going On is a landmark record. Stand is also a landmark record. But if I think about the course of my life and how this music has affected me, I really have to go with Stand. It's a record that I've owned, has been in my house really since before I was born, and a record that I've heard from the time that I was born up to the present time. I think I may actually even own the copy, the original Barnes Family copy that we've had since the, I don't know, a long time. This record came out in 1969. I got here in 1975, and the record was there when I got there. So, like I said, a long time. So from Stand, I'm actually going to play you the song Stand. There are a lot of hits that come from this record. It's maybe the most popular record on this list other than Off the Wall. But it's well deserving of that popularity. It's a really exceptional record and one that I hope that you own in addition to all these others. So here is music from Sly and the Family Stone from the album Stand. This is the title cut, and it comes in at number 7 on my Desert Island Discs here at the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Ooh.
Stand
for the things you know alright.
It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand.
All the things you want are real. There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
Music from Sly and the Family Stone coming in at number 7 on my list of Desert Island Discs here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. Stand, the name of the album, and also the name of the song, originally released in 1969. At number 6, I have a jazz record from someone who did not record a lot of music. His name was Booker Little. He actually passed away at a very young age, I believe at 23, in 1961. But he left quite a legacy in the short period of time that he was able to record, recording mostly in New York in 1958 until about 61. So really only about a 3 or 4 year period of time that he recorded, but recorded with some heavyweights, including John Coltrane and Max Roach. And this song, this album that this song comes from, Out Front, is a record that features a couple of heavyweights and two of my favorite jazz players, including Max Roach, and also Eric Dolphy, who Booker Little recorded with quite a lot in that small period of time that he did record. It's an exceptional record and just gorgeous playing from everyone involved. This is two songs, actually, that I'm going to play for you because the way I've always heard this record, these two songs sound like they were really meant to be together. And so the two songs that you're going to hear are Moods in Free Time and then Man of Words. And Moods of Free Time features, I think, Eric Dolphy's single greatest solo on alto sax. What he does with the notes is just extraordinary. And Man of Words is maybe one of the most contemplative and just beautiful pieces of music that I've ever heard, and maybe that you'll ever hear. So here, once again, at number 6 on my list of Desert Island Discs, Booker Little's Out Front. The songs are Moods and Free Time and Man of Words here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Thank you.
from a record he put out on the Candid record label in 1961, the next to last album before Booker Little died. The name of the album was Out Front, headed up once again by Booker Little, but featuring some incredible players, including Eric Dolphy and Max Roach. The two songs that you heard together, though they always sound like just one song, kind of continuous theme, were Man of Words at the end, and then just before that, Moods in Free Time.